Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee wishing you a Happy New Year from the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hope you guys had an excellent weekend. Now, today on the podcast, we're wrapping up our series on the woman at the well. And then for our next devotional on Wednesday, we're going to be starting a new series in the book of Haggai. And I don't know how many of you guys have actually read Haggai, but I always say that it is the hidden gem of the minor prophets. It's actually only 2 chapters long. And so I would encourage you guys maybe even to try to read Haggai before the next devotional drops. But even though it's short, it is super powerful, super relevant for us today. A couple other things I wanted to mention before we get into the devotional. First, if you guys have not listened yet to last week's first interview of 2022, I highly encourage you guys to go back and listen to it. It's called A Christian and an Atheist. And I interviewed my new friend, Calvin Smith, who is a professing atheist. And so I think this is going to be, you know, the first of many conversations that we're going to have. And I just think there was a lot of important things that we covered there, even though it's sort of just kind of a get to know you conversation. I think there was still a lot there. And so if you have not listened to it yet, I highly recommend that you guys would go back and do that. And secondly, if you guys are listening to the podcast and you are enjoying it and you're being blessed by this, I humbly ask that you would leave a rating and review for us. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. If you're listening on Spotify, Spotify has actually now introduced star ratings as well. And so if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave us a rating there as well. And so hopefully this would help other people find the podcast as well. And so if you guys would just be willing to take a moment to leave us a rating and review, it would mean so much to me. I'll be so thankful. All right. So with that being said, here is our wrap up to the Woman at the Well series. The Woman at the Well series finale. John chapter 4. Verses 28 through 30. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Verses 39 through 42. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." It's amazing how this encounter with Jesus begins a new journey for the Samaritan woman. The disciples return just in time to see the end of this interaction between Jesus and the woman. They're unsure what to think of it. To be honest, it looks a little compromising. What is Jesus doing talking to her? But none of them really has the guts to question him about it. So the woman rushes back to her town to tell anyone who will listen about this Jesus who claims to be the Messiah. It's interesting to note how she went from a woman too scandalized to show her face around others at the well, to a witness on fire, telling anyone and everyone about how Jesus read her sins to her like a book. Encounters with Jesus have a way of doing that, flipping the script on a person's life. But what's really beautiful is what happens next. It says many of the Samaritans started coming to Jesus because of the woman's testimony and asking Jesus to come and speak with them. And many of them too believed in Jesus. But it's their testimony which is truly beautiful and an ideal for our outreach to those who don't know Jesus. They said, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man is really the Savior of the world." The woman was changed by Jesus. And then they began to follow the woman as she followed Jesus because of the change they saw in her. Then they stayed because they heard from Jesus themselves, and they were changed too. May this be the model of outreach that we can attain as well. And so your reflection for today is this. Jesus says, "Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest." Who is following us as we follow Jesus? How are we engaging people to come and see for themselves that Jesus really is the Savior of the world?
I would be lying.
The closing song for this episode, "Shine," is by Ruthie Larbee. For more music from Ruthie Larbee, find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to support us, you can leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. For more content, visit us at dailysabbath.com or follow us on Instagram at dailysabbath.
I don't want it to trip me up. I refuse for this to take me out. Living for you, God, is what my life's all about. Your record shows repeatedly your ways are higher than mine. This is an opportunity for my faith to shine.
To shine.